just gone. And I just see the bottom of this bottle. I just woke up to a room full of models who know that I ain't calling them tomorrow. It's been so long since I've been on this level right here. Waking up after I passed out, I put my clothes on before I mash out. Cause I've been losing my mind, wasting my time, locking these hoes and sipping this wine, skipping the lines and getting inside. High in the bottle and feeding them lies. Shawty says she need a ride. I tell her cool and get ready to slide. Into my room, I hit her from behind. Do it again like a person for why, cause I ain't never babysitting. I've been lining up shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. Once you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Alpha King Carter here, the Superman of YouTube. You already know I got my boy up for discussion in the building. It's time for week 4 of SGM, sports, games, and music. Hey, up for discussion, tell them what happened with this little intro music that you just got done playing.
Oh man, you already know, dog. I know I probably made some people mad, man. Real talk. They was ready to hear Kendrick. They was ready to hear Kendrick Lamar go off on that swimming pools bop to the beat. But nah, man, I really threw y'all a curveball, man. That was that Lloyd swimming pools remix, dog. I feel like it was kind of a hot joint, man. So I wanted to, you know, throw that at y'all. And hopefully y'all won't be mad that y'all didn't get to hear Kendrick, man. But yo, Carter, you already know how we gotta start things off. Everybody knows that this episode right here is primarily gonna be focused on NBA from the sports segment. So before we dive into it, man, we gotta, you know, do a little cleanup for the NFL week, man. So let's start things off with the weekly blitz, man.
I don't want to talk about it.
You sure? You sure about that? I mean, why you don't want to talk about it, man? What's wrong? What's wrong, man?
I had a bad week, but I was fanboying over realism. You know what? You're right. You know, let's talk about it, man. Basically, you
let's
won.
Let's do it, man.
6,
I mean, RG3 screwed you.
Yeah.
Ray screwed you.
Yeah, Spirit of Ravens. They got me out of here, man. It was a lot of bad picks.
The Cardinals over the Vikings.
Man, you couldn't tell me that Fitzgerald wasn't going to go off, but he disappointed again. It is what it is, man. I'm tired of going with these fanboy votes, man. It's time to get realistic. This is week 8. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is where it counts. Like, up until now, you should know what teams bring to the table. So, I'm tired of going with fanboy votes and the hypes. I'm going with what I know. So, in last weekly blitz, I lost 10-6 to you. This week, I ain't going down without a challenge. So, let's just get our picks. Can we dive into it,
man. I'm gonna let you start it off, man. What's the first matchup?
The first matchup was the Bucks and the Vikings. I got the Bucks since they won.
Yeah, man, I got the Bucks too, of course, man.
All right, so we won one. All right, well, before we get into the next one, the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals, and the Texans all have bye weeks, so you guys won't be hearing about them this week.
We got the return of them Eagle boys.
Yeah, man, it's about to get ugly, man. We about to go up against these 6-0 boys. It's about to get real ugly, man.
Birds of a feather, baby.
I'm kind of mad right now. Why off the bye week we got to get the 6-0 guys? Like what did we do to deserve that?
I don't know, man. It's called karma, man.
You're right. But the Dolphins at the Jets. Who you got?
I got the Jets, man.
I got the Jets too.
Yeah, got to do it, man. Don't be piggybacking off of my picks either.
All right, then the Chargers at the Browns.
I'm going with the Chargers, man.
Me too.
Why am I not surprised, dog?
All right, then Colts at the Titans.
I'm going with the Colts.
Me too.
I know. Yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it. Yep, yeah, you too. I know. Yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too.
So basically, all right, for the next 3 picks, No, next two picks, I say we got the Patriots and the Packers, right?
Yeah, yep.
All right, but you going with the Falcons, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely going with the Falcons.
I'm going with the Eagles.
I know you're going with the Eagles, Doug.
So it's safe to say that you got the Steelers and the Lions, right?
Yeah, I'm going with the Steelers. Oh, you know what? Nah, scratch that. Nah, I'm gonna say Redskins are gonna beat the Steelers.
I'm going RG3. I'm going with the Steelers. I'm sorry. I picked RG3 last week. You know what? It wasn't RG3's fault. It was Santana Moss' fault. So I'm praying that Santana Moss do something fucked up this week again. So I'm going with the Steelers.
Oh, like that. Okay. All right. That's how you feel?
Now, these Lions and these Seahawks.
Yeah, go ahead and pick the Seahawks, man, because I'm rolling with my Lions, dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go against the grain right now. You know, I'm praying.
Man, my Lions been playing like crusty butt cheeks, man. Like just terrible, dog, and stinking.
I'm just hoping that one of the refs get a little bit of stomach flu and they got to bring in some of the D3 refs. So you know, the Seahawks was living it up when the bad refs was in. I'm just saying.
The replacement refs loving them boys.
Now, is it safe to say nobody's gonna go with Cam Cam?
Hell no, Cam ain't even going with Cam Cam.
So we
Bears,
both picked
man,
the
after
Bears.
After the beating they put on my Lions, I gotta go with the Bears, man.
Yeah. All right. Now the Raiders at the Chiefs.
I'm going with the Raiders again this week, man.
You know what? Since I got a Raiders snapback, I'm gonna go with the Raiders as well.
Just because of the snapback? That's your reason.
Snapback. Yeah.
Snapback.
Yeah.
That's the reason. Snapback.
Snapback. You
know what I'm saying? Okay, man. Right. All right. I ain't even gonna mess with you, man.
All right, the Giants at the Cowboys. What you got?
I'm going with my Giants, man. I've been these boys steady all year, man. I'm keeping it popping with the Giants. They gonna tear Tony Romo a new one, dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna have
in their own stadium, man.
I'm gonna have to go with the Giants as well because this is a redemption game. You know, week one when the Cowboys seemed like they could do no wrong. I think that
you mean that fluke. Yeah. You mean the fluke, right?
It was different refs.
The illusion?
it was a big-ass illusion, man. So I'm going to have to definitely go with the Giants as well. Now, this game right here probably going to be one of the most... I just want to say one thing before I make this announcement. I can see 1,000 yards from each team. What you think?
1,000?
1,000. Not just passing, though, but 1,000 total.
I can see it.
Man, we got Drew Brees versus Peyton Manning. Oh. Ooh, I just got a little couple jitters right there, man.
Hey, the crazy thing is, man, I already know who I'm going with, man. Like, it wasn't even hard for me to pick either.
Who you going with, then?
I'm going with Brees, man.
You going with Brees?
Going with Brees, man.
I'm gonna have to go with Peyton, man. Like, he got a nice little compliment of McGahee, so... I'm gonna go with Peyton.
Sunday night, man. We gonna find out.
Hey, at 8:20, don't hit my phone, man. Just wait till the game over.
Alright.
Alright, in the last matchup, the Monday night game, the 49ers at the Cardinals. Do we even have to think about this?
49ers, man.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah.
Let's get to the NBA, baby. Let's do this.
Let's move on to the NBA.
Transition.
All right, first topic.
Oh, man. Are you excited, dog? You excited, man? Tuesday cannot get here soon enough, dog.
Look at my face. Look at my face.
I can't see your face right now, but I can only imagine it right now, and it probably looks bizarre and excited and sad all at the same time. Is that correct?
Yeah, man. I got one of them crazy stares going on right now, man. I'm looking at the screen, shaking my head, you know, like the Hodge twins or something, man. I'm hyped.
I can't wait, man. I know last time I watched podcast, man, you was talking about Sixers was taking it all the way. They winning the championship. Are you that ambitious this year, man? Y'all got rid of Lou Will. I know that was your homie. Y'all got rid of AI. I mean, y'all got a whole new team, man. What you think y'all gonna do this year?
Man, did you hear about us in the preseason?
Nah, man, I haven't heard anything, man. You care to fill me in?
We only lost one game.
Oh, where? Who'd y'all play, though?
Brooklyn, Boston... We played a couple teams, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, we played East Coast teams. But we showed out. We showed out big time, too.
Like, we're buying them on the bench. So, yeah.
Yeah. it's about to get ugly. I don't know, man. But
y'all can do that without buying them. So my question is, who's y'all big man then? Because I didn't see none of the games.
Our big man.
To be honest, the first basketball I seen all year was like yesterday, the Miami game versus who was it, the Hornets?
Oh yeah. I wanted to see that game, but I couldn't catch it. I was pissed, but you know, sometimes you got
AD did his name though.
Yeah, of course he is.
He put up a double.
Something light in his arsenal. Yeah. But for me, I see the Sixers going far just because of the simple fact that we have so many big men. Playoffs, fourth round.
Hold up, y'all don't even got Elden Brand. Who are y'all bigs besides right. Bynum?
Well, outside of Bynum, we have four other big men. I can give you three off the top. We got Spencer Hawes, Lavoy Allen, and you know what? Let's just say two. I'm not. All right. We got Kwame Brown. Okay? I said it. We got Kwame Brown.
First round draft pick, baby.
Yeah, my ass. But we also got Thaddeus Young at the four, and he can move down to the three. We also got Darrell Wright and Evan Turner, which are a combo for twos and threes. We got Jason Richardson and Nick Young, which of course are twos. And we got Drew Holiday, and Evan Turner can run a little bit of the point, but you know, we could bring in a bench guy to, you know, facilitate while Drew Holiday gets his minutes on the bench. But other than that, we got a very nice team of role players. Iguodala, they tried to build him into a star, and that's not what the type of player he was.
Right?
To tell you the truth, it's not that I'm glad that he's gone. It's just they wanted too much out of Iguodala. Iguodala is a role player, and they tried to make him into a superstar, and it pissed every Sixers fan off. You know, you're trying to make a superstar out of somebody that will never be a superstar. I'm sorry to say, you know, to all you Iguodala fans out there, but you guys know he's a great stat sheet stuffing type guy, but with low numbers, he's a poor man's LeBron. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? I could tell you he won't put up 40, 10 and 10. He'll give you 11, 7 and 4, maybe 5. You feel me? That's Iguodala's game. You feel me? The man never averaged 20 in his life. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta take what you can get. And what we got with Bynum, I'm good with that. As long as he stays healthy, our whole entire team stays healthy, I can see us going all the way.
When is he expected to play though?
I don't know. Like he wasn't even responsive in the first practice. So I think they're trying to hold him off until game one. So I hope so, man.
I hope y'all got him for y'all opener, man. God.
Yeah. I just hope and pray that there's a time where we say, you know what, if we need to keep him on a bench or on injured reserve for a little bit to get him even more healthy, I'll take that. You know, don't put an injured man out there on that court. You know what I'm saying? Running real full speed basketball. Don't do that to him. You know what I'm saying? If he's not ready, he's not ready. That's the way I see things. You know what I'm saying? The Sixers have never been a team to take injuries lightly. So I know for a fact that if something's wrong with Bynum, keep his ass on the bench. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So where are y'all going this season? How far are y'all making it, man?
Oh, we coming home with that chip, baby.
You think so? Really?
this is early prediction, right? I can't get
y'all,
a fanboy vote.
Y'all got that, right?
yeah, the Heat ain't going to make it to our round, by the fact. They're going to get put out by somebody else. And so we ain't gonna have to worry
y'all
about
not
that
even
problem.
Gonna knock the heat out.
Nah, man, we ain't gonna have to worry about that problem, man. We're gonna be going up against Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know what I'm saying? Somebody put the heat out. Yeah, I ain't trying to worry about that problem, man. I'm trying to put that off. If we can hopefully go up against somebody else in the Eastern Conference Finals other than the Heat, we have an amazing chance of going to the chip. You know what I'm saying?
I can dig it, man. I ain't mad at you.
The thing is,
I ain't mad at you.
The Heat always had a problem with twin towers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's because they ain't really got no stable bigs on their team.
Exactly. And if they come and see us healthy, it might get a little ugly. You know what I'm saying? You can't take.
Man, we're gonna see, man. I'm gonna be paying close attention to those Heat versus Sixers game during the season, man.
Same here. I'm DVRing. I'm gonna be studying tape.
Okay. All right, man. I'm looking forward to it, dog. I'm looking forward to it.
So what's your early predictions?
Man, my Pistons, dog. I feel like we got a great pickup in Andre Drummond. I mean, like, I don't think he's going to be a star, like, off the rip. I don't think he's going to be, like, this dude that's just going to be crazy overnight basketball player. I think it's going to take some time to build him up. But, man, trust me, in a few years, he's going to be wrecking shit. And I think Detroit is a young team. And, you know, as soon as we able to move some of them players out, like, we got to get Villanueva out of there. We got to get Tayshaun out of there, man. We can really start bringing our team together. And my thing is...
Young.
No, not even necessarily young, man. We got to spend the money and get a big name. I feel like we need a star player on our team. I feel like that is the element that's missing. Whether that's another big, whether that's a shooting guard, whatever that may be, man. Like, we need somebody. Like, we are missing something. And I feel like it's that star player, somebody to come through and really lead that team and take us to the next level. So I just don't feel like the guys that we got right now can do it.
So you don't like the Brandon Knight and Rodney Stuckey?
I like Brandon Knight. Yeah, I think he is definitely our point guard, man. He's a great guard, and I think he's going to get better as the years progress.
But what about the Rodney Stuckey at the two?
I think that's beautiful, man. Rodney is a great shooter, but if we can trade him and get a star, somebody that's more proven, I wouldn't be mad at it, man. I wouldn't.
Okay. And at the three position, you take away Tayshaun.
We have too many people at the three, man. We have too many dudes at the three. We got, like, Tayshaun. We got Jerebko. We got Day. Plus some of the rookies that we just signed are threes. Like, dude, it's just too many of them dudes.
You know what they're doing, though, right?
What's that?
They're waiting for Tayshaun to put in his papers. You know what I'm saying? They're looking
Tayshaun
for...
Tayshaun should have been putting his papers. I don't even know why Tayshaun signed with the team again. I feel like Tayshaun is in that mode where he's just collecting a check, dog. And it's going to show through his play, man. Because that dude, he hasn't been like Tayshaun since the last time we went to the Eastern Conference Finals, man. Yeah. Like, Tayshaun just been chilling, riding around in his Bentley and collecting checks, dog. Like, real rap, man.
I feel
so
that,
my
though.
Prediction for my Pistons is, man, you going all the way with your boys. You thinking they taking it all the way. I feel like we might barely get the 8th spot, man. Like, yeah, man. I'm sorry, dog.
So you're saying y'all gonna be worse than the Bobcats?
No, I didn't say that, man. And to be honest, I don't think we are worse than the Bobcats, but we about to slide into our next topic, which is sleeper teams, and I feel like the Bobcats may be a little bit of a sleeper, man. I think Kid Gilchrist is gonna come through and do his thug thizzle. I don't know so much about Kemba, but, like, I hope so, man. I hope Kemba decides to start playing harder. I know he has that. He got the true heart of a champion. Like, that dude doesn't like to lose. I mean, you wouldn't know that seeing as how many games they lost last season. But I feel like that shit rubbed him the wrong way, man. You don't want to come off winning a freaking college championship and then go to the team that is the laughing stock of the NBA. Like, that's ass.
Yeah, I will say that, but I won't say that the Bobcats will be a sleeper. And this is the reason. Kemba is going to shoot them out the game every time. If he feels threatened in any sense, he's going to shoot them out the game. No matter who's team captain, no matter what Kid Gilchrist says, Kemba will shoot them the hell out the game. And I know this for a fact because you've seen it time and time again. Oh, are we down 10? Fuck it. I'm pulling all the time. But my sleeper in the East, I would have to say, will be the Wizards. My sleeper in the West, I will say, will be the Nuggets.
Okay. Let's clarify for the listeners. What is your definition of a sleeper?
A team that everybody counts down and out that will surprise everybody by making it to the playoffs.
Okay, so making the playoffs is the key. Then, if that is the definition of a sleeper, I do not think the Bobcats are a sleeper. I don't think they're going to get to the 8th seed. Looking at the climate in the West, I mean, not the West, but the East, I would have to say, man, Pacers are definitely a shoe-in. They are no longer a sleeper.
Nope.
Damn, well, Brooklyn is no longer a freaking sleeper. Everybody know they're making it to the playoffs.
Yep.
damn. Who else do we have? Like, the suckiest teams are, like, Milwaukee, Pistons, Bobcats, Wizards. Out of those four teams, I don't know, man. I think I'm gonna have to piggyback off of you, man. Like, I don't know, man. I guess I would have to pick my Detroit as our sleepers, man. It's either gonna be Detroit or the Wizards. And I feel like Detroit can get it done. I feel like 82 games, like, our team can mesh and have that chemistry. But at the same time, I know Washington is doing lovely things over there, man. Y'all got, what am I talking about? Y'all, they got, scratch that, man.
My small forward, man. I gotta love him.
Yeah, man. Y'all got Wall. Y'all got, Bill. Bill was a great pickup. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man, I think you got the Wizards as your sleeper in the East. I'm gonna go with the Pistons as mine.
Yeah, man. Nene, he's a big factor on that team.
Yeah, that's who they got. I was sitting here thinking it. I didn't want to, you know, verbalize it and not remember who the hell I was trying to think about. But yeah, I was like, I know they got a new big. I knew they didn't have McGee no more. So I was like, who did they get? And it was Nene. Yeah. So yeah, man, they got a chance, man. They got a chance to creep up on some people.
Exactly. That's, and you know, it's always a fight with those certain teams, you know, like, this is what I see.
So hold up. Run it back though. Do you think Milwaukee makes the piece?
No, but I'm about to give you my eight right now.
Go.
Number one seed, the Heat. Number two seed, the Sixers. Number three seed, Brooklyn. Number four seed, Chicago. Number five seed, New York. Number six seed, did I say the Pacers yet? It'd probably be the Pacers. The seventh seed will be Boston, and the eighth seed will most likely be Washington, because Orlando is dead.
Oh, dog! Like, I ain't even remember that was an NBA team. I feel like they're like the new. They're about to be the new Seattle. Like, they might not even have a franchise in a year or two.
Yeah, it's about to get real dark in Orlando. Real dark.
That's cray cray, dog.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to jump around. So my sleeper, like, okay, we done with the sleepers. Fuck it. I didn't put one out in the West. I want to keep the flow of the show going. So I'm picking my eight in the East, right?
All
right. Number one is definitely going to be the Heat. Number two, I believe, is going to be the Boston Celtics.
You're hot.
Number three, I believe, is going to be the Brooklyn Nets. Number four is going to be the Pacers. Number five is going to be the 76ers. Number seven is going to be the Knicks. And number eight is going to be my Pistons.
Nah, you forgot, number six?
I forgot a number.
Yeah, you forgot a number. Cause,
shit. Hold up. Number one was gonna be, the Heat.
The Celtics.
Boston. Number three was gonna be Brooklyn. Number four. Who did I say was number four? I think it was,
New York.
Was that it? I think it was the Pacers. No, I said the Pacers was
Pacers.
Number four.
Okay, Pacers.
Number five was gonna be, okay, yeah, you're right. I did. The Sixers, the 76ers. And then number six is gonna be the Knicks. Seven is going to be, oh, fuck it. Seven, I'm gonna say my Pistons. And then, okay. Oh, hold up, I forgot the Bulls. Number seven is the Bulls. And then number eight is gonna be my Pistons.
All right.
I know Chicago fans is mad at me. Y'all can point fingers and laugh at my fuck up mad. I'm not gonna edit that shit out. Yeah, I fucked up. Out of eight numbers, like, I totally screwed it.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, what? I'm counting with you. Because, like, we was like five, like, it was like four, then jumped to six. I'm like, hold on, did he skip a number? But let's hop into the West. You know what I'm saying? You want to
keep it?
I'm going to give my eight first. Number one, Lake Show. Not the Clippers, the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? You got the Lakers, number one. Number two, of course, you got the Thunder. Number three is probably going to be Memphis. Number four, Spurs. Number five,
You counting on your fingers over there, aren't you?
Of course. Number five.
He like, yo, I just seen Jay fuck up. I'm not about to fuck up.
I've been counting my fingers the whole time.
I could tell by how slow you was doing it, because I'm like, that's how I would be counting my fingers and shit.
Number five, the Clippers. Number okay. six, I would have to say, now this is a toss up. I would have to say, it's so hard. It's a hard choice between these two teams, but should I do it? No, Houston ain't gonna be shit. I'm gonna say the Mavs.
Okay.
I'm gonna say the Mavs on number six. Number seven. You gotta say the number seven is the Nuggets, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Because they gonna be better this year. And number eight, last but not least, I'm sorry, Hornets fans. No. Rockets fans, no. I'm sorry, not y'all neither. Who that one sleeper that everybody is planning on not being good?
Phoenix.
I want to say Phoenix, but they ain't gonna have Nash no more, man. Like, that's gonna fuck everything up. I'm gonna go with Portland.
Okay.
Damian Lillard and Aldridge with a healthy Aldridge is a big step up, because the thing is, I know that a lot of Golden State fans is gonna hate me for not putting them in, but you can't say that Nowinski not gonna come back with a vengeance. You know what I'm saying? You can never count Nowinski out. No matter what they do to his team, he been making it. You know what I'm saying? He been making it to the playoffs every year. Even after they won the championship and they overhauled his team, he still made it without Tyson Chandler. And now he don't got no Tyson Chandler or Terry, and he injured, he gonna spaz when he get back. I know it. I know it. Unless they say this man is out for the season, they gonna be in it. It's that simple.
Okay. Okay. Alright, so here go my 10. My 8 coming about the whip. Man, my math is all screwed up, man. I see, when I'm not in work mode, like, I don't even, my numbers is all screwed. Alright. Number 1 is definitely gonna be the Lakers. The Lake Show, man. Y'all know what it is. Please, please don't act like you don't. Number 2 is definitely gonna be the Thunder. Number 3 is going to be the Spurs. Number 4, I would have to take the Grizzlies. Number 5, I'm going to take the Clippers. Number 6, I'm going to say is the Nuggets. Number 7 is going to be the Mavericks. And number 8 is going to be... Did I say the Grizzlies already? Yeah, I said the Grizzlies.
Yeah, you said the Grizzlies.
Number 8, okay, did I do the Nuggets?
Yes.
Yeah, I just did them at 7, didn't I? Okay, yep. So, damn, that 8 is so hard. Like, you know it's the West, because I'm looking at all these teams, like.
Yeah, man.
I say T-Wolves, man. If everybody stay healthy, man, they get Rubio back with B-Roy on the squad now. Like,
injury-prone team, boy. God damn.
Yeah, they are, man.
They are injured. That's why I couldn't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if all the stars are aligned, like, it's them.
Them motherfuckers. The stars are going to have to be aligned 82 games, boy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Rubio. Oh, my goodness. Rubio problem. Roy ain't got no knees. You got a young,
It'll either be them or the Blazers, man. Like, I can't call it. It'll be one of them. I mean, the stars gonna have to be aligned for both of those teams to make it to the playoffs. But Damian Lillard is a beast, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yep. But, man, we done spent so much time on the NBA.
I know, man. they probably about to be mad. Like, yo, the next song better be good, or I ain't even listening to the rest of this podcast, dog.
Well, take them to the next song, Jay.
Hold up. Tell me what you say. What you say? Pull up. Swerve. Watch these motherfuckers freak. Watch them say what up, dog, when you see me in the street. Good music in this bitch. Now drop that motherfucking beat. Okay, now this to all of my enemies. I see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. This to all of my hating hoes that see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. This to all of my old hoes that see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now. 50K large. Right now. My mama need a new crib. Right now. My daddy Daddy need a new car, right now. So I be going so hard. Right now. Detroit is my yard. Right now. I need a 17 car garage. Right now. I need a 17 promenade. Right now. I need a jailhouse to free my dog. Right now. I done pay taxes, pay dues, pay bills my whole life. So I'ma throw money in the air like I'm trying to pay the sky. Oh, yeah. Told myself that, man, if I can't live like this, I'd rather die. I give it up to God and he always reply. Control your hoes. You let her talk to you crazy. You got baby mama drama. You ain't even got you no baby. Fugazi. Boss up. Boss up with your time, dog. You ain't got time for no hoes. I ain't even got time for no time off. I'm on.
It's all of my enemies that see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. This to all of my hating hoes that see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. This to all of my old hoes that see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now.
Year, we definitely back. It's time for the games segment of this SGM podcast. We talked sports already. It's time for games. We'll give you a little bit of music later, but for right now, we want to talk about two specific games that are coming out. Need for Speed Most Wanted. I currently have my copy right now. Don't ask how I got it. I didn't steal it. Trust me. And we're also going to talk about Assassin's Creed 3. Now, Jay, I know you're an Assassin's Creed fan. Come on. What you got for me? You gotta have something.
Like Assassin's Creed, like I'm kind of on the wall with it, man. It's like, I don't know, man. I want it to be great, like I do, but the one gripe that I have with the entire Assassin's Creed franchise is the game is just so repetitive, man. Like, and I'm one of those people where I get bored with stuff really quickly. And if I keep doing the same thing over and over and over, I'm going to stop playing that game like the second or third day that I have it, man. And oh, yeah, man, I'm sorry, man. The people probably want to know what that song was that we brought y'all before this segment. That was Big Sean's new track called Guap. So, yeah, back to the regularly scheduled program.
Well, I've always heard that Assassin's Creed was a great RPG. But like you said, I heard that it does get very repetitive. It's not?
Mm-mm. Sure? It's more like a adventure type game.
Well, yeah. But it's still role playing, right?
Nah, not that I remember. Like, it was just always go to a point, they tell you to do the kill, and you go find him, and you stick a blade in his neck.
Wow.
And, yeah, wow. That's pretty much all you did.
I'm sorry. I'm the Assassin's Creed noob here in this podcast, so I will give you the reins.
Nah, man. And I mean, all the real Assassin's Creed fans is probably about to be pissed off at me for, you know, only equating it to just that. But I mean,
just stabbing people in the neck. That's cool. That's hot. I mean, what do you mean? That's fire.
Yo, riding around on horses, man. You know, stabbing cats in the neck, you know.
That's where it's at, right?
I don't know, but I heard this new Assassin's Creed 3 is going to be dope, man. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm not gonna buy it. I might rent it. Might Gamefly it or some shit.
Gamefly that hoe.
I don't know, man. I might even modded Xbox that shit. I don't know. Like, I can't call it, man. So Assassin's Creed is it's still up in the air for me, man. But I hope it's gonna be a great game. All
right.
Like,
well,
I might turn it into like a ratings whore when it comes to that one. If you get like a 9 or above, I might fuck with it.
Okay. Well, let's talk Need for Speed.
Please, let's do this.
I'm a Need for Speed fan. I've been for years, but their last few titles have been ass.
Dude, you ain't never lied. The last time I enjoyed a Need for Speed game was on PlayStation 1, nigga. No, hold up. PlayStation 2, Hot Pursuit?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I like the Underground a little bit. I like the Underground a little bit with the drag racing and all of that. That was cool.
Didn't they already do a Need for Speed Most Wanted though? Am I tripping?
No. The funny thing is, you're fucking not tripping. They did Need for Speed Most Wanted on the old systems, but what they did was they made this game be built by a different squad. Like a whole different development or devs or whatever you want to call it. That's why they call it, I don't know if it's like a creep. It's a weird word. Like, it's like accretion or creatine or it's something stupid. It's weird, but the graphics are crazy. The driving, not so much. The analog The analogs, like, I played the game. I played probably about 8 or 9 matches. You know, I lost a couple. Then I had to go back and fight for first. And, you know, when you're playing a racing game, you find out when you need to brake, when you don't need to brake, when you need to, you know, drift and stuff like that. When you get your slipstreams, use your turbo. And I actually got first place in a couple hard challenges. So far, I like the game. The one thing that I don't like with the whole free roam thing, you can't go over like 40 miles per hour. And it's so hard not to go over 40 miles per hour. Listen, the cops be on your ass.
Oh, I thought you were saying like it was impossible to do it. Like the car would max out or some shit like at 40. I'm like, that makes no sense.
Yo, listen, when they call this game Most Wanted, bro, I tell you, it's a traffic light joint at every corner. Like it takes the speed down every corner, man. The cops, listen, I done got stopped by the cops and busted so many times, and you can't get away from them. They got modded everything. No matter what.
That's crazy, man. That almost, don't that kind of take away from the fun factor of the game, though?
It does, because they set up roadblocks and all of that. But I think, see me, I'm passive aggressive. So I was like, say I'll see a roadblock up ahead, I'll turn off instead of smashing into it and have all the other cop cars smash into it. You know, I was just letting them follow me, and then they'll set up another roadblock down the line. So next thing you know, they got me boxed in, and then I'm busted. But the game by itself is all that. The only thing, you don't got a garage. You can get any type of car you want. You just got to ride up to it and hit get in.
And, that's like some GTA type shit. Just ride up on it, like, get in, baby.
Get in. Yeah, like, you just ride up next to the car. It'll show the car, its stats and all of that. And just hit the get in button. And a little transition of flash. And then next thing you know, you're in that car. But one gripe that I have with the game, it's a mechanic type of mode on the game where you can drive through the mechanic and you can get your car changed, get it upgraded. Well, not upgraded, but fixed. Like, if you have a lot of damage, you ride through it, it'll fix your car. But this is one thing that it does when it fixes your car. It changes the color. Now, that's great when you're running from the cops, but it's not great when you're in a race. Literally, I've had 6 different colors of a car in one race. I've had a blue Porsche, yellow Porsche, silver Porsche, red Porsche, green Porsche, orange Porsche.
There ain't no way you could tell it. Like, listen, nigga, I want to keep this the same color.
Exactly. That's the only gripe I have with this game. Like, when you're in a race, you're supposed to know what car you have. The car changes.
You got the rainbow edition whip and shit.
Yo, listen. One time we were all going the same route, right? And I pushed all the cars into the mechanic joint. When we came out of that with a crash and a pile up, I was like, so where's my car? What car do I have?
I had was all of y'all driving the same type of whip?
Yeah, like it was like 3 Porsches, 2 Alfa Romeos or something like that. So like while we all piled up and crashed, I'm like, where's my car? I didn't notice my car until all the other cars took off.
That's crazy, dog.
Like, that's the one thing the problem I got. But other than that, overall, the game is good. I like the game. Yeah. And I advise people to go grab. Like, I really can dig this, Joan, because it's not too many racing games out there that's in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I heard that Forza was like one of the top notch, like, you won't get around it games, but I heard that it's a lot of track play in Forza. You know
what I'm saying? It is. So, like, I used to love the Midnight Club series, man. Like,
loved it.
Dude, Midnight Club LA, I love, like, the concept, how real it was, how, you know, you had everything at your fingertips. My only gripe with that game, for me being a casual gamer, like I've let everybody know, that game was just so fucking hard, man. Like, I understand I want a challenge when I play racing games, but that fucking rubber band AI, man, like in racing games, they need to seriously tone that shit down or give us sliders, man.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like, I know a lot of people, they beat that game without a problem. But me, I had serious difficulties getting through Midnight Club, and I actually didn't beat the game. I became a millionaire by doing strictly freeway races. Like, I mean, that's pretty much all I did, man. Like, yeah, so I'm serious, dog. I stayed on the freeway. I knew the freeway in and out. I knew how to weave through traffic on bikes, trucks, cars. It didn't matter what I was in. Like, I rode the freeway all the time. And it was just like, I don't know, traffic. I just thought the game was hella hard, but.
what type of man really sits there and says, yo, I like being in traffic 24/7?
Yo, man, what can I say, dog? That was the only way I could make my money, man. I was making my ends be.
I was in every mission, every competition. After a while, I stopped driving cars. I just kept the Kawi, you know what I'm saying? Got the upgrades, and I just was busting ass with that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. See, I don't know, man. I guess I ain't had the skills that was necessary. Like, do you know if they making another Midnight Club?
Man, I pray. Like, they done had so many petitions and stuff like that trying to get them to come out with another game, but they're focusing on GTA 5, man.
Yeah,
like, yeah. They ain't really when worried
is
about
that. That's supposed to drop what, next year?
I believe so. It definitely ain't gonna drop this year.
It must, man, because shit, it ain't about to come out in 2 months.
Exactly. So
what the fuck am I thinking?
they've been real vague with the game. Ain't putting on no trailers.
Dog, the only thing I seen is a fucking green bee, nigga. Like that's it. That's it. That's all I seen.
Wow.
I don't know nothing else, man. But yo, I think that's gonna wrap up the game segment, man. We got some great music for y'all. Since I messed up giving y'all the song track, I'm gonna give y'all the song right now, man. This is The Weeknd's new track, man. It's called Enemy. Enjoy that joint.
Oh, oh, oh. So back, I'm so back, I'm so back. Can I be honest with you, please? It's really hard for me to speak right now. Girl, I've been drinking all day. It's been a long week. Can't you tell by my face? I wanna lose myself between your legs. I wanna make your body shake. Girl, if you drink this with no chase, I promise you'll have nothing to say, nothing to say. 'Cause at least I deserve this, no conversation. I've been working all week. I'd rather be your enemy than any friend you think I would be. I'm just trying to take you home without a word. And I'm just trying to kiss your neck without a word. Girl, I'm just trying to lay you down without a word. Girl, I'm just trying to get you high without a word. Girl, I'm just trying to make you numb without a word. Girl, I'm just trying to make you come without a word. Girl, I'm just trying to make you sleep without a word. And I'm just trying to let you leave without a word, without a word.
Yo, Jay, what the hell is that sound?
Yo, man, you hear that shit too, dog? What the hell? Sound like Stump the Yard in this bitch.
Oh, I get it. That's Lil Reese stomping out that shorty, huh?
Oh, yeah. I know everybody done seen the picture, the video, or the bus driver giving old girl the Hayukin, the tiger uppercut. But, yo, if you have not seen Lil Reese.
Remember that? The Mortal Kombat.
Let them know about this Lil Reese clip, dog.
Yo, first of all, before we get into that.
It's just a public service announcement.
These videos that people are coming out with females getting beat up and females beating on elderly people and youngins beating on chicks, you know what I'm saying, that's in the hood. That's not going to get us nowhere, man. Like, no. We got to stop this nonsense now, man. I know it's the era of Facebook and videos and Twitter and sharing and YouTube, but come on, man. Some of these things, they hurt everybody in the end. But Lil Reese, hey, yo, man. We're right.
Hey, yo, hold up, Carl. You can't just jump into it like that. Oh. That was a public service announcement.
Now, back to our regular scheduled program.
Hey, Lil Reese, man. I feel your pain, dog. You know what I'm saying? You was just...
Hey, you feeling his pain? You was just... Do you feel her pain, dog?
Nah,
like, what about her pain?
Nah,
stop!
No, wait. You gotta let me get into that, though. I know my man just wanted to go to the dollar party. You know what I'm saying? He was just trying to get in where he fit in. Shorty was getting loud with him. You know what I'm saying? He was probably on. Like, I had him for being on. Like, he had to be on. You know what I'm saying? I feel his pain, but, hey. Shorty, you good? Like, you got mollywopped Like, this ain't one uppercut. My man hit you with a 9-piece, no biscuit, then river danced on you. Like, how you feel about, like,
hey nigga, that was the 9-piece, extra crispy, extra spicy, hot sauce on top, no biscuits, no sides, just skin and meat.
Just no, and no drink. No washing
no
that down.
No drink either.
No, you can't wash that
she
down.
She had nothing to chase that ass woman down with, dog. I'm sorry, man.
Yo, listen, and mind you, only washed it one time. Jay put me onto this. I washed it one time. And
I seen it one time. My homie put me onto it.
It didn't take me long to understand what was about to happen. Boy had his hoodie on. As soon as he took the hoodie off, it was a wrap. I already knew it was about to go down. Instead of throwing straight, like, all right, first of all, you supposed to just chill from the rip. I know she put her hand in your face, you know what I'm saying? You can't let that happen. You can't let somebody put their hands in your face. But damn, cuz, you ain't have to hit her with all these massive hooks. Like, all I see.
Hey, it was like he was on the body bag,
though. Bro, rap, he's like, whoo, whoo, whoo. Like, yo, I'm like, yo. And then when she flew across the other side of the room, he just was like, oh, good looking. He tried to stomp her, but she was holding on to his leg. As soon as that leg got free.
You know what happened though? He forgot to do P90X and UFC trainer that day. So, you know, he was like, yo, I gotta get my workout in, yo.
He was feeling, you right, he was feeling it. But god damn, like, as soon as she let his leg go, just, you know what I'm saying? 8-town stomp out this joint. Like, that joint wasn't even an 8-town stomp. No.
Yo, that was the river dance, man. You already like, know that was. All I seen was red sneakers, man. Bright reds.
Red sneakers. Like, yo, this looked like a 3D movie, dog. Like, them was all over her, yo. That was crazy. It was like, yo, Shorty, you.
Yo, hey, when Shorty came up, we knew it was Halloween, man. It was the missing horse, the headless horseman out that bitch, man, because I saw no head.
Yeah, real rap, yo. I seen a torso. That's all I saw, man.
All I saw was red sneaker.
Hey, Lil Reese, all I can say to you is, man, it's disrespectful, even if it was an old video. You know what I'm saying? You should have apologized back then. Don't try to make a big thing now that you can apologize because you're bigger. You should have been a man and just realized that same night, man, made an apology. None of this probably would have never happened. But if this shit happened last week, hey, yo, my man, for real though, you gonna pick last week to do this?
Hey, but Carter, I guess this is another public service announcement. I just gotta ask though, what's up with the other niggas that was in the room though? I mean, it was the females trying to pull him off of the dudes was just sitting there watching like, hey yo, hey yo bitch, whatever, yo.
Yo, they was on, dog. I'm telling you, everybody there had to be on. You like, you don't want nobody blowing your high. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not.
I mean, like, for real though, like, you really own one, dog. If like that could not blow your high, like, seriously.
Like, they didn't even get hyped. Like, was no, oh, no, well, none of that. It was just a silent river dance meeting.
Like, I mean, really, dog, I thought that nigga was trying out for the Kappas, dog. He had all the red on, and he was stumping the fucking yard, my nigga.
Like, yo, it was getting crazy.
It was. Shout out to all the frats and the. Whatever, nigga. I just had to do it, man.
I'm sorry we had to put you on the exam.
Only thing that was missing was a cane, dog. She probably had the cane to walk her ass home, dog. Shit crazy.
Put her on crutches.
That's crazy, dog.
Man, moving on to the next thing, man. I want you to take this one away.
All right, man. Like, I know y'all like, what the hell, man? This is supposed to be the music segment. Y'all spent all that time talking about Lil Reese, man. We had to, dog. But nah, we gonna talk about the Kendrick Lamar Good Kid, Mad City album. That's pretty much what we gonna be talking about. You know, most people, they throwing that C word around, man. That shit is a classic B. Reasonable Doubt B.
Yeah.
Illmatic B. Good Kid, Mad City B. Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say neither here nor there. I'm gonna put it like this. I like the album. But guess who didn't like the album, man? Shine didn't like it. Shine thought it was trash.
Truth.
Garbage.
I'm gonna add that
in. He said the beats on that album was shit. And without fly beats, the lyrical prowess of Kendrick Lamar could, you know, was just wasted.
That's basically what that man said. Garbage.
He said it was garbage.
And who came into Kendrick Lamar's defense?
You already know, man. Compton native, the game. I mean, Kendrick even had a verse on him, Black Boy Fly, talking about, you know, one and up, man, the homie game. So you know Game had to come to his defense, man. Everybody know, man. Kendrick, first of all, he not a confrontational dude. Even Game said he not a thug, he not a gangbanger, but trust that he got a gang of hood niggas that's gonna rep for him, that's gonna, you know, back this dude up.
Yeah.
And who better to come to your defense than the local Compton homie, you know, Game. He came through and pretty much said, you know, Shine, yeah, he said what he had to say, but listen, Game not gonna stand and let him say nothing, you know, bad about the homie Kendrick. And he's saying, you know, they could take it there. If it's just words, it's just words. But Game even threw like a little threat in there. Like, you know, if we got to do some shit that, you know, we got to take it to that next level, whatever. You know how niggas just be trailing off. But, you know, yo, I don't know if it's that serious. My whole thing is I want to get your perspective on it. Like, how much should one man saying that this album is trash, when we know it's a million niggas right now bopping that shit, thinking that it's the best thing to drop in the last decade?
Dog, I will say this. That album is a good album. Lyrically, it's a good album. A lot of people throwing a classic word around. Okay, it's his first album. Let's see what he does on his next album, because this album is the type of album that a lot of people wouldn't feel. Like, you feel me? You feel where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. This album,
it's hella creative though, man. Yeah. That's what stuck out to me.
Yeah, like, it's more, like, you think, if you think about it, he put more God feeling into this album than anything. You feel me? Yeah. He tried to make it into a movie, but the type of movie he made it into was guys that came up on the streets, hanging out with their fellas, doing bad things, being in bad places at the wrong time, and then being converted into, you know what I'm saying? Getting baptized, all that. You feel me? At the end of the album. So when you think about this album, you're like, yo, this not an album that hood dudes will really feel, because it ain't got, like Sean said, the bangers. You know what I'm saying? Them club hits. But Kendrick Lamar doesn't need that. You know what I'm saying? He has the lyrical content to keep him above everything else. That was always his main punch. You know what I'm saying? When he was on MMG songs and stuff like that, and people saying, yo, Kendrick outshine Meek and even Ross, they feeling this way because this guy is bringing lyricism back. You feel me? This is one of the one young rappers that actually has something to say. And I can listen to this album all day, bob my head, stomp my feet, and be speaking with what he's saying. You know, most of the time when you listen to an album, you ain't talking. You bob me your head, stomp me your feet, because the beat is oversaturating the voice.
Yeah.
But on this album, of course, his beats are, they're simple beats. You know what I'm saying? They tick, tick, this, that. Not much bass, not much snares. But guess what you hear? You hear the message. And that's...
Exactly.
And that's why I like the album. Now, when they...
To me, this... No, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off,
no,
though.
No, I'm going to just say this. I don't think it's a classic, but it's a hell of a debut album.
Got you. And this is my thing. I don't know how people going to take this. A lot of people want to throw the classic word around. To me, I have one word that describes this album for me. It's the M word. This album is a masterpiece. Like, you can take that any way you want. The way I take it, this album is a masterpiece because I feel like it is truly a work of art. It's not like an album where I can just push track 6 and just listen to track 6 and then just be like, okay, let me jump to track 12. With Kendrick Lamar's album, it almost makes me feel like I'm doing something that's unspoken and just totally wrong when I don't listen to songs in order. Like, I can't remember ever listening to this album since I've had it the day that it came out and not starting with number one, Shireen. Like, I bring it in every time. Yeah, after a while, like, today was the first time I started skipping around and, you know, going to my songs that I like. Personally, my favorite track on there is Money Trees with the homie J-Rock. I fucking bop to it. But this is just a work of art, man. Like you said, he paints a picture. He takes you on a journey through what I'm guessing is his own personal life, man. You see not only things from his perspective, but the perspective of people that he grew up with, cats that he lost, females that were there and dwindled and gone away. Then he paints pictures of people that have made it and people that he, you know, crafted his own life behind. And is just showing you the pain that this dude went through, ass whoopings, you know, his run in with smoking a laced weed or whatever you may have. It's all in there. It's like, this dude seriously put himself into this album, and you can feel that. And if you can't feel it, this album ain't for you, and keep it pushing, you know? And like I said, like, everybody will talk about, you know, the beats ain't there, you know, it's not knocking. To me, that's what I like about it, man. Like, everything you hear nowadays is, oh, it gotta be a banger, oh man, it gotta go ham. Like, that ain't what we doing, man. Like, life is not always on 100, man. Sometimes you need some shit that you can just vibe to. And I feel like this is that, man. It's songs that kick. It's other songs that take you and put you in that chill vibe. It's like the roller coaster, man. It's a ride, man. It's a thrill ride. And like I said, in my mind, it's a masterpiece.
I like it. I like it. Now, this is one thing that I did notice. A lot of West Coast rappers,
mm-hmm.
whenever they drop their first album, it's supposed to be a classic. It seems like on the West Coast, your first album has to be dubbed a classic no matter who you are. If you look at history, Dr. Dre, first album, classic. When you look at The Game, his protege at one point in time, his first album, classic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got Kendrick Lamar, first album, and they're saying it's a classic. I think that's like the main standard of being a West Coast rapper. You drop your first album, it's a classic. Now they make you strive to get better at rapping. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry that Dr. Dre didn't come out with Detox yet, but every other rapper that came out, their albums actually were good and even went and did better numbers because their first albums were dubbed classics. Like, when people throw that classic word out there, you really gotta sit down. Like, even Hov's Reasonable Doubt wasn't dubbed a classic until he got bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And, no, go ahead.
Nah, cause it's like, when you throw that classic word out there, man, this is an album that you gotta sit down and listen to for over 3 months to dub it a classic. You can't say it's a classic after 2 days.
That's, precisely, man. The whole basis of being a classic, it revolves around a period of time. It has to last through time.
Exactly.
This album can't be hot for like 5 minutes, man.
Yeah.
It has to be hot for years, man.
Years.
And I just want to give a big up to the homie Dig Game on Twitter, my boy Daryl Frierson, because he did a post on his blog, you know, AshleyTheClassy.net, talking about this. Is this album a classic or not, man? I just wanted to give him a shout out. You know, if y'all want to check it out, it's a great article. And he kind of dives into that whole aspect of, should this be dubbed a classic or not?
Yeah,
and,
because
you know,
we don't know what it's going
to
do.
We kind of agree with what he said. It's not really a classic because it hasn't held up to time, dude.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, if I'm not still listening to this a month from now, if it's out of my iPod, that shit ain't classic. Like,
exactly.
A classic album to me? I still got Jeezy first album on my fucking podcast.
Hey.
I mean, not my podcast, on my iPod. Hey. I still got fucking 50 Cent, Get Rich or Dying on my fucking podcast. On my fucking iPad. I got the fucking, Marshall Mathers LP on my damn iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, classic albums are there, man.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm taking it out of my fucking rotation,
It ain't a classic. since we're not dubbing it a classic right now, are we dubbing it cash?
It's definitely cash for me. If y'all didn't notice, this album, Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City, is gonna be the cash or pass for this week. And like I said, cash money, man. Go ahead, get that deluxe edition. Go to Target, go get the Target edition so you can get those extra tracks. I mean, go to Walmart, get they Walmart edition. I mean, go pay cash for this album. I definitely think it's worth it, man. 10, 20, whatever.
I agree.
However your CDs cost you, man, go grab that.
Yep, you already know. iPod King Carter, I go on iTunes. So, good. I go click one button, album downloaded, uploaded on my iPhone, and I'm out.
Done deal, man. Yo, so, I don't know, man. I think y'all should definitely, you know, go pay that, go get that Kendrick Lamar. And I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all, man. If Kendrick is a little bit over y'all head or y'all want to just see how deep the brother is, it's called rapgenius.com, man. Pick your favorite Kendrick song. Go actually see the meaning behind the lyrics, bro. Real talk.
With that being said, We out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you guys for sticking with us through this podcast. This was Sports Gamers and Music. This is IKC. You know where you can find me. Just Google me. AJ, take them out, man.
Yes, sir. As y'all already know, this was another great episode of SGM, man. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Hit us up on Twitter at @SGM_podcast. You can check out our hotline. Leave us some voicemail. Let us know what you thought of the show. You can find that on the website, up4discussion.org, man. In the meantime, you know we about to leave y'all with some great music. This track that's coming up right here is called The Recipe, featuring Dr. Dre and Kendrick Lamar. Until next time, y'all. Stay blessed, live, and love life.
Deuces! Known for that homegrown where I come from. Smoke one. Palm trees. Double D's got them topless in the sun. I shall proceed. That's me, motherfuck your opinion. How many ways am I killing them? Shit, right around a billion. Hey, we own it. That mean we living for the moment. That means she'll fuck to the morning. Time and I got time and I know that I'm in a position of controlling. Anything, I'll buy that ocean. I'm a boss, I'll buy that ocean. Ain't nobody fucking with this.
They want that shit, they all 15. I give it to them, but in between. My time, I gotta tie shoe strings. Life's a trip when you want these things. I often slip and then I lean. Two or three W's of life. You know blowjob, need an application. And eating pussy, make appetite. And yeah, my type, I like them brown. Just like my drink, the fuck you think? I don't fuck with no hand me down. See if you fuck, then it's after me. You know how much I'ma make it work. You know her trust, living in her purse. When you discuss your love for lust, just make sure you visit here first. Cali,
you might catch me in Atlanta, looking like a boss.